Just a year ago, my sister accessed my great-grandmother talking. She was recorded in the 1930s in her old age, talking Irish, speaking Irish. She was one of the last of
the Irish speakers,
In her area. And my sister was on the internet and managed to access it. So we now have the recording of my great-grandmother, who I never met, speaking Irish, and she is doing a reminiscence. She is reminiscing about her first day at school as an Irish-speaking child, being taken from the Irish-speaking school, going into the English or Irish-speaking house, going into the Irish-speaking school, and she talks about how traumatic it was for her.
Uh-huh.
You know, and how she didn't want to go back on the second day, and how she hid in the planting, as she calls it, and how her father found out, and how he whacked her that night, sent her to bed, and then she woke up with nightmares and they sprinkled holy water on her. So that was her reminiscence. That was her reminiscence of, say, the 1860s.
Of course.
So I think that is just fantastic that I have that recorded now. And my son, to get back to my son, he thinks that's fascinating. Mm. He just can't get over that.
Aye.
Whereas I don't think my daughter is that interested in it.
Mm.
You know, so that's strange.
Yeah, it's just kind of funny, as you say, she's more academic in a way, isn't she?
Mm.